Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to lead off this week by talking about some good news, some grants for museums and historical societies coming our way. I understand the district is seeing some of this money. Where's it headed?
Well, these grants were awarded to three organizations in our district, and the grants come from the Pennsylvania Historical and Museum Commission, and certainly are from the Cultural and Historical Support Grant Program authorized by the legislature. The grants were issued to the Cameron County Historical Society and the McKean County Historical Society, and each of those organizations were awarded $9,000, while the Eldred World War II Museum was awarded $6,200 all through this program. Our historical societies play a valuable role in preserving and teaching about local history, and certainly the Eldred World War II Museum is an outstanding asset in our region, preserving the history of World War II and highlighting the role that the community of Eldred played in supporting the war effort. I was certainly glad to support this important investment in these organizations.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is that you did some traveling recently. I understand that you first met with the new hospital president for UPMC, Cole. What did you talk about, and how did this go down?
Well, I had the opportunity this week to sit down and talk with Ron Reynolds, the new president of both UPMC Cole and UPMC Wellsboro. I think he stated he's been on the job for 60 days now, and it was an opportunity to sit down and talk with him about rural health care. Certainly, rural health care access is probably the number one issue in our district. We know that this is a very important issue. We had the opportunity to talk about issues facing rural health care today, including our challenges with maternity care and with emergency medical services. I certainly look forward to working with him to strengthen our health care system in the region as our work continues. In addition to that, I had the opportunity to travel to Germania to present a citation from the House of Representatives to the Forest View Evergreen Tree Farms in Germania on their 100th anniversary. The tree farm was established in 1925 by Wilbur and Alma Heiser and is currently operated by the third generation of the family, Lowell and Virginia Geiser. The farm specializes in Fraser fir Christmas trees for the holiday season, but certainly grows other varieties. I was very glad to present them with a citation commemorating their 100 years in business, and I want to congratulate them. In addition, I had the opportunity to stop by the White Pine Country Store. It was certainly a pleasure to meet with owner Kim Manchenko. She updated me on the progress in getting Germania's sole gas pump back up and running to serve ATV riders and others in the area with the help of a state tourism grant to help cover the cost of replacing the fuel tank. She stated that the project will get started next week, so very timely, and I'm glad that there will be fuel back in Germania. And I want to thank Kim and her crew for their commitment to serving the community and the many ATV and snowmobile enthusiasts who enjoy our region. Germania is certainly a hub of activity for both ATV and snowmobile enthusiasts. So it was great to meet her and also to see this project moving forward.
And of course, during this Christmas season, we also have to celebrate what is going on at the Capitol. The Capitol Christmas tree is up and is now lit. What do you have to say about this?
Well, state leaders, Capitol staff, and visitors of all ages gathered on Monday of this week for the official lighting of the Capitol Christmas tree in Harrisburg. The 25-foot Douglas fir comes from Crystal Spring Tree Farm in Carbon County. It's adorned with over 2,400 LED lights and more than 1,700 handmade ornaments created by children and senior citizens from across the Commonwealth. This is the tallest tree to grace the Capitol Rotunda in at least 10 years. If you'd like to see it in person, the tree in the rotunda will be lit daily from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. through January 8th.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.